Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome to Point of View. My name is Pimelo Modene. All right, we're going to be with you until 10 after 9 o'clock. And Thabiseng Dubazana is going to be coming and joining us talking about the obligations of maintenance. That's a conversation. And that's not the only conversation you can bring up with Thabiseng. She's a legal expert. If you have anything else that you want to touch on, you're very, very welcome to do that. Just send those questions in a little bit early with the details, just so that she has a little bit of time to go through them. So you can start doing that right now, in fact. 063-688-0959. That's a WhatsApp number. But you can also call in 086-000-959 for any other conversations that you are about to have. But we want to kick off with the Gauteng budget and reactions from different political parties. And let me just put it up front. We have requested everybody in that council to join us. Some are not able to, some will probably come tomorrow, but just to make sure that you know that we didn't select and handpick those who you may think we like. Let's start with Solly Msimanga from the DA on the line with us. A very good evening, Mr. Msimanga. Welcome to Point of View.
Good evening, Pimelo. Thank you for having me, and good evening to the Kaya listeners.
All right. Your reaction to the budget as the DA?
Well, Pimela, I think, some of the things that we have been raising for quite a long time are actually resurfacing yet again. And I fail to understand why people want to continue doing the same things and expecting different results. In fact, we are going to be seeing worse now. Quite a number of departments have their budgets slashed. I mean, you're talking social development, money has been taken away. Safety and security, money has been taken away. We're going to have less vehicles bought for the police. We're going to have less money dedicated to, GBV officers, and so on and so forth it goes. We are going to then have, money that is going to be taken away from human settlement as well. So I don't know that, we are going to see any breakthrough in terms of turning the economic situation of Gauteng around. I don't think that we are going to be seeing safety and security taking priority. Yes, we hear the Premier speaking about how the Mapanyazos are going to be the game changers, but yet at the same time, the real people that are trained and actually have some authority to deal with issues of safety and security are actually then not capacitated as they're supposed to be capacitated. And these are things that we have been raising quite a number of times before. And this seems to be rearing their ugly heads yet again. And this is why we are saying that we cannot continue to support budgets that are not talking to really what the people of Gauteng have been telling us, and that they want a different life, they want a better life, and this is not going to answer that.
You've spoken about social development, for instance, safety and security, human settlement. Is there any of the budgets that you kind of support? I know that most of these you don't support. How's the health and wellness? How do you feel about that one?
Well, again, the Department of Health is actually then also now one of those that become casualty. We are now dealing, let me put it to you this way, Pimelo. We are going to be dealing with a budget deficit of about 4 billion rand in Gauteng. And this is in addition to all these other commitments that have been made. You'd remember that we are now going to be paying close on 12 billion in the next couple of years. I'm starting this year in September. In fact, we're supposed to be paying the first tranche towards the e-tolls and that. It's so on and so forth is going to go. So, and they're talking about, the pharmaceutical, companies in Gauteng. For me, which is a vanity. I mean, we should be talking about how we get our hospitals, how we get our clinics operating in a manner that they're supposed to be operating. Yet now we are told that we're going to have a state-owned pharmaceutical company, which I don't think that this government is geared up to be able to then take care of. A state bank, I don't think that we are geared up to, being able to then deal with it. Yes, they might come and ridicule and say, well, we want to oppose for the sake of opposing. But I don't think that anything that they have done so far has really given us any kind of courage given us any kind of hope that, this will be done in a proper manner. And this is why we are saying that we're not in terms of what the budgets that they're putting forward. One of the other budgets that we were considering, but again, it will be an oxymoron in one end to then be not supporting the rest of the budget and then look at the office of the premier and say we're going to support in that particular instance, because that is the only office that seems to have been getting somewhat clean audits. But we are saying that the buck stops with him. So we cannot then say we're supporting one department that seems to be doing well, but, you know, not supporting the rest of the department. So that as well is not going to get support from us, because we are saying, you know, there's been some serious findings by the Auditor General across a number of departments in Gauteng. The departments, even if they do not get qualified, or they do not get qualified audits, they still fail to reach their priorities. And therefore, you know, we then need to be asking the question whether we just spending money for the sake of spending money. And this is what I raised even today, to then say, are we spending money and monitoring what we're doing and actually then checking the impact of what we're spending money on, in terms of how the people receive the services that we're spending money on. And therefore, we cannot then let the premier get off scot-free. We need to then say the buck stops with him and his office, the office of the premier and the department of the premier that is headed by the director general, and saying, how are they keeping all these other people, you know, to account? Are they able to then give serious attention to, you know, performance management of the head of departments and all the directors that are responsible, and saying, are they delivering or not? And are we just spending money for the sake of spending money? Are we returning money to Treasury instead of spending it? And when we do spend money, is it really working as it's supposed to? We're having hostels that year in, year out, we are told that we are spending money at in this hostel. Go to Madala Hostels or to Helen Joseph Hostel and tell me what you find when you get to those hostels, and ask how many millions have been spent. And therefore, this is why we are saying that when we're spending money, we also need to then do an assessment of the impact of where we're spending money and whether, you know, people do end up getting the services of the money that we're spending.
I get the fact that this is not your budget. I get it. But if you have what they have at their disposal, what would you prioritize?
Well, if that was the case, Pinello, I think there's quite a number of things that we would have prioritized in Gauteng. One is that we would have prioritized the link between the COCTA department and the infrastructure department, because then that talks to the infrastructure at the local level. We would have looked at health. We would have looked at also the schools that we're talking to. There's still schools that are still using asbestos, that there are asbestos schools, if you like. We still have schools that are still using, you know, the old, you know, the bucket system. You go to Harman's Crowd, we can show you schools that are still using the bucket system. But more importantly, you cannot talk about a growing economy and turning the economy around if you cannot even provide safety and security for people that want to then come and invest. Johannesburg used to be a hub of activities, the CBD of Johannesburg. Now businesses have flown out of the area because of issues of safety and security, because of issue of, you know, the infrastructure. And therefore, if you were to ask where would our priorities be, our priorities would have been to increase what the South African Police Service at a provincial level is getting, in terms of the manpower, in terms of the resources that they need to then be fighting crime. We will be talking about how do we then ensure that we tap into Gauteng's capability in terms of, you know, attracting tourism, the Gauteng's capability in terms of being an agro-processing plant or agro-processing province. We're not big on agriculture, but we can be a big, you know, processing plant for all the provinces that are surrounding us, that are agricultural provinces. You do that, you're able to then create some serious, you know, jobs, and you're able to then get people out of poverty, and people are able to then live a better life. That's what we would have done.
You know, you speak of budgets not being spent, but for instance, when you look at the municipality that the DA runs, Tshwane, they've had the same issue, and the explanation in a way is quite legitimate. The explanation is that we couldn't spend a budget for the sake of spending it, even though we knew that there are these priorities. There still needs to be some level of accountability, and we need to make sure that it went through the right processes, which made sense, right? So in this case, when some of these budgets go through, does it not, I suppose, you know, does it not look like what is happening at Ekurhuleni, where you wouldn't want money spent on projects that is not properly assessed, properly managed, and maybe even monitored, because we've seen some of these projects where there's money thrown at them, and before you know it, 10 years goes by, the school has hardly been built, but money was spent. And in other words, maybe it wasn't spent, somebody, you know, stole the money and so on. So it's a balancing act, is it not?
Well, you're absolutely right. But what you need to then be looking at, this is something that if, you know, MEC Mamabolo has been fair today, will tell you that I raised this thing. And I, you know, I didn't just raise it because, you know, Chinese happened to be under the care of the DA, or this one happened to be under the a different political party. I was raising it as a principle to then say, we need to look at capacitating, departments and municipality. We need to look at what project management skills we have and what we then, outsource, if you like. And we also need to then do ongoing monitoring of projects. It cannot be that, Pimelo, you will only get to know of wasted millions when the Auditor General raises it, the following year of what has been spent this year. You need to then internally be able to then see, as you go, that you are spending accordingly, number one. But two, you are actually seeing what you're spending money on, and it's actually there's a difference on the ground. Because we have had situations where money has been spent. You are told that there's a school that is being built. Not a single brick will be there. You go to El Dorado Park as an example. Over 80 million rand has been spent on the renovation of the school. I can take you to that school, and you go and see that school... You know, there's nothing that would represent 18 million rand there, except a big puddle that has been dug at the back of the school. So and so on it goes. So we are saying that, you know, let's look at a government turnaround strategy where we're able to then monitor where we're spending money on, where we're able to then hold people to account. One of the things that we have been asking for the longest of time is this, Pimelo. Why can't there be performance agreements that are signed by the heads of department and those be made public so that, you know, members of the public will know the DG or the director of this particular department has said or has agreed to these things being delivered within the next 6 months, within the next year. If they are not being delivered, we will know as members of the public, because right now we don't even know what is the performance agreement of MECs. We don't know what is the performance agreement of the head of department. We will only get, you know, certain reports during our oversight meetings, but those are not specifically to what the head of department would be saying. It will just be talking about the priorities, and that is not really answering the question about how people are held, you know, to account for what is happening in those departments.
Again, and all of this makes sense, except that you know very well that municipalities don't like the COGTA oversight. Whenever that time comes, they love asking for help and they love asking for extra money and support. But whenever there is time for COGTA to step in and say, what's going on here? They don't like it. Again, case in point in Tshwane, they didn't want COGTA to come in and check things.
I think you're wrong in that. There was always a welcome intervention, and Tshwane was the first to raise his hand to call on COGTA, to call on National Treasury to then say, you know, there are issues that need to be looked at. And this is why now this year Tshwane has won awards, even with Valga, in terms of the best turnaround strategy that has been implemented. So they've won about 6 awards because of the, the ask for intervention. An intervention where it's not politically motivated, but where you are asking for help, and the help that is coming, it's not aimed at tripping you just because, the NEC happens to be of a different political party to what is happening at a municipal level. So I think in that instance, you'd realize that, help is needed, and help when it's coming, and not aimed at tripping people, but it's aimed at assisting and actually then monitoring, because there's no way that a municipality can say that they don't want to be monitored by COGTA. I mean, Section 154 of the Constitution is very clear in terms of the responsibility of an MEC coming from COGTA, to municipalities. What is the role of the municipalities? What is the role of COGTA? That is very clear. So there's nobody who can then say we don't want that. What we ended up doing in Tshwane, as you remember, was an illegal taking over by the province without having followed the right steps in terms of what we were asking, in terms of the assistance that was coming from there. And this is why, they took it to the High Court. The High Court found ruled against Lebogang Maileve, NEC, they took it, you know, to the highest court in the land. And the highest court in the land also said that, you know, what they were doing was, you know, was illegal because they didn't follow the prescripts of what the law demanded of them to do. So the COGTA has a right and has an obligation to, you know, assist and do what needs to be done, irrespective of whether the municipality is run by the DA or is run by the EFF or is run by whatever political party. But that should be done without bringing the politics into it, but ensuring that, you know, ultimately you're able to then put systems in place that serves everybody.
So, of course, you know, I want to walk away a little bit from Ekurhuleni, but of course you're only going to give me the good things. There was money that was sent back to Treasury, and it was not good. The Auditor General did not like that. There are things that are good that have been happening in Tshwane, but there are things that were not going well. And the point here is that, having said what you've just said, of course it's political. I mean, you can say that it's not political, but of course it's political. Our sense here is that yourselves and the ANC, in this case, are not playing nicely together because there are fights that we don't have specific details to about your coalition agreement. And again, I want to know whether, when we hear the ANC every time tell us the door is still open, are you guys still talking? Is there room for you guys to talk? Is it just them telling us that you guys are talking? Or tell us from your side, what's happening there?
I wish you had listened to the debate today, Pamela.
Yes.
The DA was not just going in there and saying, we're not going to be voting. We're not
going to be voting. Of course not, Mr. Msumwana. They wouldn't say that.
No, I am saying to you, in every single speech that we were doing, we were saying, these are the things that are being proposed. I said the five things that we were proposing to the NEC of COGTA. The safety and security, there were things that were proposed. To the health department, there were things that were proposed. To sports, arts and culture, there were things. And education, there were things that were proposed. To show you that we are not just opposing for the sake of just opposing. But we were saying that had we gone into government, these would have been things that in the cabinet would have been spoken about and would have influenced the budget that we are talking to or talking about here today. Now, that would have you know, been the first step. Now you're asking about whether this, you know, because now the DA isn't in, is this now a squabble? No. These are things that either way we would have, you know, not wanted to be part of government. This is what we've been saying, that we cannot continue to do the same things and expect the same or they expect different results. Therefore, we are asking that the same things that they have been doing, they don't continue doing, because that's what has led to the failure of so many things, you know, that government is responsible for. Now, is the door still open? I've written formally to Panyaza Lusufi, you know, a letter to them saying, you have been saying in the media that you want to still engage. Please set a date and a time, and rest assured, I will show up. I will show up with, you know, the chairperson as well of the province. And we will sit around and have a sober discussion where we can then say what is the best, what is in the best interest of the people of Gauteng. And we can then work around that. And if there is really genuine, you know, interest of serving the people of Gauteng and stabilizing government and not have a situation where you have to then really bite your nails because you're not sure whether you're going to be able to then pass budgets or not, that will be the end of it. You will not have that because, A, you would have had a system where, as I said in that letter, you want to make sure that you have a government that is, you know, that has got a majority, but is also able to sustain itself and prolong and go through the whole term. That's number one. Number two, you want to have a dispute resolution, you know, mechanism that you agree on upfront, so that we're able to then deal with disputes whenever they arise. Number three, you're able to then deal with the issue of decision making, that you know where decisions are taking place, and all of you are consulted when decisions are taken. But lastly, you are able to then deal with issues of proper power sharing and an understanding that, and this is what is happening at a national level, there's an understanding that you have ministers that do have budgets, that do have portfolios that are working around, and you're not only having hollow positions like what we have in here in Gauteng. Please go and do your research. Look at the three portfolios that have been given to the, you know, to HNSA, to, not HNSA, but to ISP, to Rising Zandi, and to the PA. I can tell you all three of them combined don't even have 2% of the budget of Gauteng. All of them don't even have, some of them don't even have heads of departments. All of them don't even have structures, you know, to then be able to then function. And this is what we are avoiding, a situation where you are only coming in just because, you know, you are going to be part of the government of provincial unity, but it's only in there. You are not able to then have any effect. In terms of the portfolio that you'll be having, or you'll be given, there'll be a portfolio that is created just for the sake of that. And this is something that we said we are not going to be part of.
Look, at some point, you know, there's always got to be a compromise. You know, I think that's what you guys did at the national level. So if you did go back to this table and you were able to discuss again, would you shift a little bit from what you required previously, and I know you said earlier in the previous times we've spoken, it's not about it's not about jobs and positions, but now you're raising the issue of power sharing, and that the portfolios that would be nice would be portfolios that have influence that you can do something with. If the number were to be revised, but were important portfolios, would you consider it?
Primero, this is something that we've said. It's not only about just the position. It's about power. It's about you know, the issues of sustained government or governance. It's about the issue of when decisions are taken, are all people taken in, you know, into account. You cannot have a cabinet where somebody just takes decisions and you're just becoming a voting father. You know, you just the decisions that are made, and you just come in and say, well, we are told that this is what is being said, and you agree on that. We are saying that we now need to then engage, like, you know, pointing cases, this budget that we are talking to. This budget, you know, if we were to then support this budget, clearly the things that I'm telling you that we would have been bringing up would have been the things that would have discussed in the cabinet, so that when you go out there and present this thing to the legislature and to the public, these things would have been resolved. So these are things that we are saying. Whether you, the DA will get two or three positions, that is, you know, immaterial at the end of the day. What we want is to be able to have impact in government, because the last thing we would want is to then be blamed by yourself and the rest of the people of Gauteng to say, but you are part of government. Therefore, if there are failures, you are part of those failures. And forgetting that we would have been pushed into a position where we're just going into government for the sake of government, but not being able to then have any kind of impact on in the government. And this is why we are avoiding taking positions for the sake of taking positions.
All right. So which ones will be those positions? Which are those portfolios that would make sense to you?
We have said, you know, it's one or the other. We have never said, you know, we want all these three, we want these four.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we had initially said that, you know, if COCTA and infrastructure development was to be made available, we'll look into that.
Mm-hmm.
We were saying that we would want to look at health or, you know, education as another portfolio. Also, we would look at the finance or economic development. So you would see that it's one or the other. So we've never really said you give us this and it's this or nothing else. But we are looking at what a kind of impact we will have when we're taking over these portfolios. And also, even if we had to look at social development, we'll look into that, because there is great work in that particular space. So for us, it's never really been about, you know, a particular department, but it's about what you able to then do when you're in that space, and will you ever be able to then effect the change that you want to then see in the cabinet, and also, you know, in government in general.
So that letter that you've sent to him, has he responded to it?
No, not even an acknowledgement. So to the media, to you guys, you know, the sweetheart, you know, mellow softness of, oh, no, we're willing to engage. But when the letters are written and that request is then made to then say, formally, let's come around the table, there's no response.
Okay, so you are at what I would think is a stalemate now. I mean, I'm not sure. On one level, we are told that you are guided by the national GNU statement, right? That's what we are told. And on the other, what's happening in Gauteng doesn't seem to be mirroring what we are seeing at national level. Is national discussing Gauteng?
Well, National should be discussing Gauteng, and you can see in their tweets the fight in the other political party, because we are very clear. We were following the national guideline. We were following what is the letter of intention, which we were following from day one. And this is why in KZN, you know, this whole thing was put to bed so quickly. At a national level, there was an agreement that had been reached so quickly, because there was, the guidelines that everybody was following. That is something that it was not followed here in Gauteng. And you would know that, you can follow what has happened with Malachi and Maile. You can follow what Figile has been saying about some of the guys here. So I'm not going to talk to that. But you begin to then get a sense of where, you know, we're getting stuck here. The DA is very much committed to having a government of provincial unity, but also understanding that, when you're putting a government of provincial unity, arrogance cannot be, at play. You cannot send me a letter, Pinelo, and say to me that, I cannot tell you what portfolios you'll get. Just, give me three names and show up on this evening, because you'll then be announced, and expect that we will then take that as an answer. To how government should be formed. Surely that is not the way to form government.
But to be fair, though, Mr. Msimang, isn't that the prerogative of the Premier, as well as you guys afforded the President that prerogative at national level?
You see, you discuss the portfolios, and then you then say, once you've discussed the portfolios, then you can then submit the names. You don't then say, just give me the names and then we'll see. This is why you end up having the situation, as I explained to you, like what you're having now, where you're having people giving portfolios that are hollowed. I mean, there's never in the history of Gauteng, you can go the last 30 years, where you've had a situation where there's something called the Department of Environment standing on its own. There's never been a Department of eGov as a standalone. There's never been a Department of Agriculture in Gauteng as a standalone. Agriculture has always been with economic development, because understanding that we are a processing hub, of agricultural products. We are not big in terms of agriculture as a primary economic drive. We have never really had the Department of Environment standing on its own. It's always been either with agriculture and COGTA, or somewhere where we're able to then, pair it with another department. You've never had eGov standing on its own. eGov, previously, it was actually with COGTA, because with an understanding that this infrastructure that needs to be rolled out in municipalities, and therefore you want to then marry the two. At this point in time, all these things have been made to be standalone. As I said, there's no priorities, there's no plans whatsoever, and this is why it becomes difficult for us, when we are told that, just give us names and then, just wait for a call. You can't do that, because ultimately you are not then, able to then effect any kind of change or effect any kind of really impact in terms of what you are going to get yourself involved in when you're getting into government. And this is why we are saying that for us it was difficult to, under those conditions, agree that we are going to be part of the provincial government.
Solim Smanga, thank you so much for making time for us this evening. He's the DA Gauteng leader, just giving us a sense of how they feel about the Gauteng budget. They're saying they are not supporting any budget vote in Gauteng. They don't believe that any of these are satisfactory. They said they did consider, though, supporting the Premier Office's budget, but they then thought, well, what's the point? The buck stops with him. So they'd also not support that. So we were scheduled to speak to Patriotic Alliance, Busa, and the like, as many of them are saying they're still in meetings, so we will make sure that we'll try and get some reaction as the days go by. And of course, we'll also get the Premier at some point to come and unpack that budget for us. So that's where we are at the moment. Your reaction to the DA saying they're not supporting the Gauteng budget at all, none of them, they're not doing that. 086-000-00959. When I get back, I'm going to be speaking about that unfortunate crash in Mpumalanga that I think has seen now what looks like five pupils having died. It's a crash that happened just quite late this afternoon. So I'll get you more details when I get back.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.